Today's Amud is Yavama Yidal Damabez. We're holding on Yidal Daman Aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom, by the words Toshima Afalpi. So we're continuing the conversation we left off with. The Mishnah had mentioned the machlaikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, just like an erva is pater from Yibam, an erva also paters the tzara, like we've been assuming for most of the Masechta thus far. However, the shita of Beis Shammai is that an erva is pater from Yibam, but an erva does not pater the tzara. Now we had a machlaikis on the top of Yidal Daman Aleph that when Beis Shammai argued on Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai said that the Tzaras Erva is not pater from Yibam, a Tzaras Erva is chayiv in Yibam. When Beis Shammai said that, was it Asu Kedivrayim or was it Loy Asu Kedivrayim? Did Beis Shammai in practice actually practice what they preached? Did they go like their Shita? Which means that if you had Reuven, who was married to Bracha Antishprinsa, Bracha being Shimon's daughter, and Reuven died without having any children, so Bracha is pater from Yibam, that's the Kuli Alma. The Machlaikas is about Shprinsa. Is Shprinsa pater from Yibam? According to Beis Shammai, Atzaras Erva is not pater from Yibam. So, was it Asu Kedivrayim and Beis Shammai actually allowed Shprinsa to be together with Shimon? Or was it Loy Asu Kedivrayim? Because even Beis Shammai understood that although in the Beis Medrash they held differently than Beis Hillel, but in practice, even they understood that the halacha should follow Beis Hillel. Was it Asu Kedivrayim or was it Loy Asu Kedivrayim? That was the machlaikas. And like we mentioned, it's a big nafkamino. According to Beis Shammai, if they were going to allow, so Shprinz is allowed to do Yibam with Shimon, according to Beis Hillel, Latzaris Erva is pater from Yibam. If she's pater from Yibam, she remains an Eish HaSach without a heter. She's just a regular Eish HaSach. So if Shimon's together with Shprinz, she's an Eish HaSach, she's an Erva, she's a Chiv Kares, the child's going to be a Mamzer. So Mam is very chomer. So according to Beis Hillel, some of the children in Beis Shammai's yeshiva and some of the Beis Shammai nicks, they were Mamzerim, according to Beis Hillel. And it's same as reverse. It's true in the reverse. According to Beis Hillel, Shprinsa goes away scot-free. She doesn't have to do Yibam. She doesn't have to do Chalitza either. Because Atzaras Erva is pater from Yibam. According to Beis Shammai, if Shprinsa would go and marry Baruch, if she goes and marries an outsider, so she's being Oivra on a Laisa, say, of Laisiya Ishis Amesa Chutza Lishzar. She's not on the marry Baruch. She's being Oivra on a Laisa, say. The child might not be a Mamzer, but it's the child of a Lav. So there's Nafkaminas really in both directions. So says the Gemara like this, with regards to the Machlaikas about Asu Kedivrayim or Loy Asu Kedivrayim, was Beis Shammai Noyig in practice like their Shita or not? So the Gemara brings a couple of rayas. So says the Gemara like this, Tarshima, that Afal Pi She'elu Oisrem Ve'elu Matirem, like Nimnu Beis Shammai Milisa Nashim Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel Mi Beis Shammai. The Mishnah mentioned that even though Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had radically different views on the din of Atzeres Erva, with the Fi Beis Shammai, she's Mutter, and the Fi Beis Hillel, that's the Mamish Nisr Darais and Nisr Karis. And it's Asr. Still, people from Beis Shammai would marry women from Beis Hillel. People from Beis Hillel would marry women from Beis Shammai. That's what the Mishnah says. So now says the Gemara like this. That I understand if you say that Beis Shammai was Loy Asu, they didn't actually in practice go like their Shita. They never actually allowed Shprinsa to do Yibam with Shimon. So Mishum Hachi Loy Nimno. So that's why Beis Hillel wasn't scared to marry women from Beis Shammai. They weren't scared that the child might, that the person might, who they're getting set up with might be a Mamzer. Because Beis Shammai never actually practiced what they preached. Eli Amrit Asu. But if you're going to tell me that Beis Shammai even in practice, they went and they allowed Shprinsa to be together with Shimon. They actually, in practice, they went like their Shita. So then, am I loin them? No. So then, why weren't they? Why didn't they hold back? Why did they allow themselves to marry women from the other yeshiva? Now I understand why Beis Shammai didn't hold themselves back from marrying women from Beis Hillel. That makes sense. Because what's the worst that could happen? That the child's the son of a Yivam Lashuk? So the Bnei Chai V'Lavin Ninu. So all it is a Bnei Chai V'Lavin. It's not a Mamzer. So that's why they didn't hold back. That's understandable. Ela Beis Hillel, mi Beis Shammai, am I loy? Am I letting him know? But Beis Hillel How did they allow themselves to marry women from Beis Shammai? Why didn't they hold themselves back? Being that Beis Shammai, if you held Asu Kedivrayim, so then the Beis Shammai allowed Shprinza to marry Shimon, so the child of that relationship, it's a Chiv Kares, the child's a Mamzer. The child of that relationship is a Mamzer. So how did Beis Hillel allow themselves to marry women, or really even men, from Beis Shammai's yeshiva? According to Beis Hillel, the person might be a Mamzer. So how did they allow themselves to do that if you hold Asuka Devreya? Now the Chid Tema, maybe you'll say that no, Beis Hillel wasn't worried that maybe the child's a Mamzer, because Kasavri Beis Hillel de Mamzer Michai Vekrisis. Maybe Beis Hillel held that there's no Isser in marrying the person from Beis Shammai, because a Mamzer, a person's not allowed to marry a Mamzer, but a Mamzer is not born from a relationship of a Chiv Kares. A Mamzer is only born from a relationship of a Chiv Misas Bezdin, Rashi says. There's a Shita like that. That maybe a Mamzer doesn't come from a relationship that's Chayiv Kares. A Mamzer comes Dafka from a relationship that's Chayiv Misas Bezdin. So that's why Beis Hillel didn't bother them too much that maybe Beis Shammai allowed Shprinza to marry Shimon. Because the worst comes to worst is she's an Eish HaSach. An Eish HaSach is a Chiv Kares, but maybe Beis Hillel held that the child of that relationship is not a Mamzer, so it's Mutter to marry the child. So what is a Mamzer? We know there's a concept of a Mamzer. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. A Mamzer is only a child who's born from a relationship that's Chiv Kares, like a mother-in-law and other relationships. That's not Chiv Kares. That's Chiv Misas Bezdin. Like such as a mother-in-law and other relationships that we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, that they're Chiv Misas Bezdin. Then maybe that's who Beis Hillel holds, that's where a Mamzer comes from. But the relationship between someone who's just Chayiv Kares, so maybe Beis Hillel held that that's not a Mamzer. Memela, there was nothing to worry about marrying people from Beis Shammai, because worse comes to worse, it's a child from a Tzaras Erva, but the Tzaras Erva is only an Eish HaSach, it's not Chayiv Misas Bezdin, it's Chayiv Kares. The child's not a Mamzer, it's mutter to marry the child. But says the Gemara, you can't say that, because we know Va'amar Rebbe Lazar already told us that Afa Pisha Nechuku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Tzaras, even though there's a machlokes between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel with regards to a Tzaras Erva, Ma'idim Shein Mamzer Ela Mimishi Isurei Iser Erva Va'anish Kares. Now this, the line itself of Rebbe Lazar that the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to explain, but Le'inyanenu, what's important for us is that you see Lahendya, Rebbe Lazar said that Bein according to Beis Shammai and Bein according to Beis Hillel, the status of a Mamzer is given to a child who's born from an Erva, from someone who's Chayiv Kares. Nothing to do with Misas Bezdin. So don't tell me that the reason why Beis Hillel married people from Beis Shammai was because they didn't have a chashash that the person might be a Mamzer, because worst comes to worst, they're born from Shprinza's relationship with Shimon, and that doesn't create a Mamzer, because a Mamzer is only from a Misas Bezdin. It's not true. Lefi Beis Hillel, a Mamzer is created from anyone who's Chayiv Kares. Any Erva who's Chayiv Kares. So a Mamzer is the if they have a child together, the child becomes a Mamzer. So how did, if you hold it Asu Kedivrayim, that Beis Shammai practiced what they preached, so how did Beis Hillel allow themselves to marry people from Beis Shammai? Maybe the person's a Mamzer. You're not allowed to marry a Mamzer. So says the Gemara, this Mishnah, our Mishnah, would seem to be a Raya, that even though Beis Shammai and the Beis Medrash argued on Beis Hillel and held that Tzaras Erva is Mutter, but in practice, like Asu Kedivrayim, they did not practice what they preach, and that's why Beis Hillel was able to marry people from Beis Shammai. To which the Gemara says, Lo, I know it's not a Raya. Lo, Ilam, I could tell you that Asu, that really Beis Shammai was Asu Kedivrayim. Ah, so Beis Hillel should have been concerned? No. The Beis Hillel relied on the fact that Beis Shammai would inform them. Beis Hillel wasn't nervous to marry someone from Beis Shammai. They knew that if the person was from one of these relationships, it was the child of a relationship between the Tzaras Erva and the Yavam, so Beis Shammai would tell them, great girl, not for you. And therefore, Beis Hillel didn't hold back. Beis Hillel was allowed themselves to marry people from Beis Shammai because they understood, they relied on the fact that Beis Shammai would inform them if there was a problem, l'shitasam. And that's why they were able to, even though it was Asu Kedivrayim, they were able to marry into Beis Shammai. Now says the Gemara, V'achanami Mistavra. It's Mistavra that that's the Pshat in our Mishnah, that the Maidilu Parshe, that even though they had different Shitas, so Beis Shammai would still inform Beis Hillel when there was a problem, l'shitasam of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai would inform them, and therefore there was no need to create mamish separate camps. What's the Raya? The Katani Seifo, look at the Seifo of the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Mishnah mentions basically this exact same idea, but with regards to Tumah v'Tahara. It says, even though they had different viewpoints with regards to the halachis of Tumah v'Tahara, and if we go with the Girsa that we're going to have on Amud Beis, and this is the way Rashi explains, what's clear from the Gemara and the way Rashi explains it, is that they had different shitas about Tumah v'Tahara, and Beis Hillel was generally more machmer. Beis Hillel generally said things were Tameh, even though Beis Shammai held that they were Tahar. So it comes out, if Beis Hillel was borrowing something from Beis Shammai, it could be Beis Shammai considered it Tahar, but really, Lefi Beis Hillel, that Kli is Tameh. Says the Mishnah, still, still they didn't mind using each other's Kalim, they were fine, and Beis Shammai said it was Tahar, Beis Hillel relied on that the Kli was Tahar, they didn't ask any more questions, and that's the way they were Nahig. So now says the Gemara like this, if you say that Beis Shammai would inform Beis Hillel, when Beis Hillel would borrow a Kli from a Shammainik, and Lefi Beis Hillel, she taught some the Kli was Tameh, so Beis Shammai would inform them, that has to be the Pshan in the Mishnah. Mishum Hachi, let them know, that's why Beis Hillel was comfortable borrowing Kalim from Beis Shammai, because they knew, they trusted Beis Shammai, that if there was a problem with the Kli, Lishi Tossam, according to Beis Hillel, so then Beis Shammai would have informed them. Ali Amrit Dulay Maidi Luhu, but if you say that they wouldn't inform each other, so Bishlama Beis Shammai mi Beis Hillel let them know, so I understand that Beis Shammai didn't mind borrowing Kalim from Beis Hillel, because all the more so, the Tamei to Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai to Haris, because it's a kosher cane. Anything that Beis Hillel held was tar, kosher cane Lefi Beis Shammai was tar. And the Rabbah, there's even things Lefi Beis Hillel that are Tameh, that Lefi Beis Shammai they're tar. So, but there was no issue to borrow kalim from Beis Hillel. There was never a time that Beis Hillel would consider it tar, and really Lefi Beis Shammai was Tameh. But why didn't Beis Hillel refrain from borrowing things from Beis Shammai? How could they borrow things? Certain things that they're calling tar are really tummy. So how is Beis Hillel allowed to borrow the kalim from Beis Shammai and use their kalim? It must be because they relied on the fact that Beis Shammai would inform them if there was a problem with the kli l'shitasam of Beis Hillel. That's what you see from here. This is the raya that you see that Beis Shammai would inform Beis Hillel if there was a problem with the kli. Now, Taisus Agav has a different gear, so Taisus has the reverse, that really it was Beis Hillel that's more makel, and Beis Shammai is more machmer, like we generally find, and it was really the problem was on Beis Shammai borrowing kalim from Beis Hillel, but this is the way we have the gear, so this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. But says the Gemara now, says the Gemara, umay mehach mehach, the hach mehach. You told us what was the shakla v'tarya that we just had. The Gemara said first about the ratio with regards to the case of Tzaras Erva, that the reason why Beis Hillel was comfortable marrying into Beis Shammai is because they relied on the fact that if there was an issue, so Beis Shammai would inform them about the issue. Now, the Gemara says, and I'll bring you a raya that Beis Shammai would inform them, because look at the Seifa. And the Seifa really just seems to be the exact same case, type of case, just with regards to Tumah v'Tahara, and the exact same question, that how was Beis Hillel allowed to borrow Kalim from Beis Shammai? And we are forced to say the exact same answer, that oh, it must be Beis Shammai would inform them. So why is the Seifa, why is that any more of a raya to the Yesoi than the Reisha? You're telling me this Yesoi because that's what you have to say to answer the question. So that's what you have to say in the Reisha, that's what you have to say in the Seifa. But the setup of the Gemara is that that's the Pshat in the Reisha, and I'll bring you a Rayo because look at the Seifa. How is the Seifa any better? How is it any more of a Hichacha that that's the Pshat, that it's that Beis Shammai would inform Beis Hillel any more than what you see from the Reisha? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you, because by the Reisha there's technically another Pshat you could say. Because Ma'u detaymat Sarah kala isla kamashmalan. You could have said that the Pshat in the Reisha is not that Beis Shammai would inform Beis Hillel. You could have said, you know why Beis Hillel was comfortable marrying into Beis Shammai? It's because it's Saras Erva has a call. People talk about it. People, it's word on the street. It makes the news. If someone, if Shprinza was marrying and doing Ibum with Shimon, if Shimon was being Miyabim Shprinza, people would know about it. And therefore, Beis Hillel wasn't worried to marry into Beis Shammai because they knew that when you start looking into the Shidduch, it's going to come out that there was a Tzaras Erva involved, even though it's Mutter Lefi Beis Shammai. It's still something that people talk about, and maybe that's why Beis Hillel was comfortable marrying into Beis Shammai. So it's laughing. You don't necessarily see in the Reisha that there's this idea that Beis Shammai would inform Beis Hillel if there was a problem. It could be the pshat is that Beis Hillel was comfortable marrying into Beis Shammai because they knew they would find out if there was any issues. However, once you learn the Seifa, the case of Tumah V'Tahara, so there's no kol just because a kli becomes tameh. That's not word on the street. You heard Pliny's kli became tameh? It's not the way it works. It's not the way of life. And therefore, we have our question, how is Beis Hillel allowed to borrow Kelim from Beis Shammai? And there you see it must be that Beis Shammai would inform Beis Hillel. Once you see that that's the Pshat in the Seifa, so we could say that that's probably the Pshat in the Reisha as well. That the reason why Beis Hillel was comfortable marrying into Beis Shammai's yeshiva, into the people that lived, that were by Beis Shammai, is because they understood that Beis Shammai would inform them, and that's the Raya is, look at the Seifa. That's for sure the Pshat in the Seifa. In Mamela we could say, that's the Pshan and the Reisha as well. That Beis Hillel married into Beis Shammai, they weren't worried that maybe there would be a problematic child because Beis Shammai would always inform them. Which is a big machlaik, is a big sugi over here in the Rishonim. Exactly. What's the din? A very relevant case, especially, let's say, just as a mashal in America, let's say, where some people eat Chalav Stam. So let's say you have a person, let's say you're makbet to only eat Chalav Yisrael, and you're eating by somebody who eats Chalav Stam. So it's really a two-part question. First of all, are you allowed to eat there? Are you allowed to assume that he's going to only serve you Chalav Yisrael? Avad, it's only Negei if he knows that you eat Chalav Yisrael, that you're Makban on Chalav Yisrael. If he doesn't know anything, so then there's no reason to assume that he's going to Dafka serve you Chalav Yisrael. He doesn't know that you're Makban and he eats Chalav Stam, so of course he's going to serve you Chalav Stam. But let's say he knows that you're Makban on Chalav Yisrael. So now, are you allowed to eat by him? Could you assume that he's going to serve you Chalav Yisrael only and tell you if there's a problem of Chalav Stam? That seems to be what you see from Eric Gemara, that you're allowed to trust him. The second part of the Shaila is also with regards to the Balabais, the one who's having you over. Is he allowed to serve you Chalav Stam? He holds that Chalav Stam is mutter. You hold Chalav Yisrael as a problem. Is he allowed to put Chalav Stam on the table without saying anything to you? Or is that a problem of Lifnei Iver? Because he knows that you're makbid about it, so does he have to inform you, or is it just maybe a nice thing to do? So that's a sug in the Rishonim over here, very Nogei Lemaisa, about people who have different minhagim. The Al-Kapanim says the Gemara Beiter now. So says the Gemara Gufa, we mentioned on Yudal Amin Aleph, we mentioned on Amin Aleph and Amr Abel Lazar, and Afal Pish and Achluku Beishamim Beisilo Betzares, even though Beishamim Beisilo, they argue about the din of a Tzaras Erva, according to Beishamai, a Tzaras Erva is Mutter, and according to Beisilo, a Tzaras Erva is Aser, and in fact, and it's also a Kula though, according to Beisilo, she's allowed to marry Baruch, she's allowed to marry an outsider without doing Chalitza. So even though they have this Machlaikis, Maidim, they agree, we'll have to see who, what's the case. They agree that a mamzer can only be born from a relationship of an erva, va'anish kares, whose punishment is kares. So now, man maidim, who's maidit to who? Beis Shammai is maidit to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel is maidit to Beis Shammai. What's going on over here? What's the pshat in Rebbe Lazar's memra? So says the Gemara like this, that ilema Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel, if you say that the pshat in the memra is like this, that Beis Shammai held that a Tzaras Erva is mutter to the Yavam. Memela, if she wants to marry an outsider, if Shprinza wants to marry Baruch, she has to do Chalitza. Whereas Beis Hillel held, and no, that she's asked to do Yibam, and Memela, she can marry Baruch without Chalitza. Still, even though according to Beis Hillel, Shprinza might go ahead and just marry Baruch without even doing Chalitza, Moidim, Beis Shammai agrees that the child's not a mamzer. So maybe that's the pshat in the memra. That maybe it's Beis Shammai agreeing to Beis Hillel, that even though you say that she's gonna marry someone, she's gonna marry Baruch without doing Chalitza, and we hold that that's Aser, we hold that she's Chayv in Yibam, she's Zakuk Yibam or Chalitza, she can't just go ahead and marry Baruch, still we're Moidim, that the child of that relationship won't be a mamzer because it's just the chi of lav. Says the Gemara Pshita. Now, wouldn't be, there's no chiddush in that because b'nei chai v'lav and ksherim ninu. Of course, the child of that relationship will not be a mamzer because the isser of Yivam Lashuk is loy siya isha samesa chutzel ishar. It's a loy siya, it's a loy sase. It's not an erva, it's not in the parish of a rayas, it's not a chi of kare, it's just a regular loy sase. So, of course, the child's going to be kosher. I need Rabbi Lazar to tell us that even though Beis Beishami and Beis Hillel argue, Beishami still agrees to Beis Hillel, the child won't be a mamzer. Shkayach, of course the child won't be a mamzer. It's just the child born from a chi of lav. Of course, it's a problem, but it's not a mamzer. So Ella must be the Beis Hillel of Beishami. That what Rabbi Lazar meant to say is that Beis Hillel is mited to Beis Shammai. That even though Beis Hillel held that it's aser for Shprinza to do Yibum with Shimon, right? Beis Shammai held that it's mutter. Tzaras Erev is mutter. Shprinza is allowed to be together. Shimon's allowed to be Miyabim Shprinza. Beis Hillel held it's aser for Shimon to be Miyabim Shprinza. Afalpika, and even though Beis Hillel argued on Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel held that it was aser, that it's aser for Shimon to be Miyabim Shprinza, maybe it's Maidim Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that the child of that relationship won't be a mamzer, because a mamzer only comes from an erva who's chayiv kares. Well, says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. He gufa chayiv krisasi. I mean, in this case, Shprinza to Shimon, she is the erva, she is chayiv kares. So it can't be that even though they're together, amayda, that there won't be a mamzer, because a mamzer is only from a chayiv kares. Excuse me, Shprinza is a chayiv kares. So that can't be the pshat. So says the Gemara, la'ilam Beis Shammai le'Beis Hillel. It's Beis Shammai being mited to Beis Hillel. That even though Beis Shammai held that Shprinza cannot marry Baruch without doing Chalitza first, and Beis Hillel held it was mutter, Beis Shammai is mited to Beis Hillel that the child won't be a mamzer. We asked, it's Pshita, it's only a chi of lav. Says the Gemara, u'lafuke mid Rabbi Akiva. It's not so pasha. It's coming to be la'afuke, the shita of Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Yesh Mamzer Michai Ve'lavin, who says that Taka a mamzer comes from a chi of lav. We had so far maybe from a chi of kares, maybe dafka from Yisas Bezdin. The sheet of Rabbi Akiva is that any chi of lav, the child of that relationship, is a mamzer. So it's not so pasha. So kamash malan Beis Shammai, that no, the ain mamzer mechay ve'lavin, that Beis Shammai is still maida to Beis Hillel, that the child born from that relationship will not be a mamzer, even though it's a chi of lav, and lefi Rabbi Akiva, the child of such a relationship, is a mamzer. Beis Shammai is maida to Beis Hillel, that the child in such a case is not a mamzer. So says the Gemara now Toshima, another raya with regards to whether or not Beis Shammai was asu kedevrayim or lay asu kedevrayim, says the Gemara Toshima. The Braisa says like this, that afal pisha nechuku Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel b'tzarais. So even though we're going to see that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have many different machleiksim, this is just the first one that the Braisa is going to list. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have many different machleiksim that really make a big nafkamina in the halachis of yichus, in the halachis of ishus, of whether or not a lady is considered a married lady, and it's going to have a lot of effects with regards to yichus, with mamzerim. So one of the examples is b'tzarais. They have a machleikis about tzarais. According to Beis Shammai, tzarais erva is mutter. According to Beis Hillel, the child of the relationship is a mamzer, even though they have such a machleikis. And they also have a machleikis uba achayos. They also have a machleikis about sisters. So this is a case that we're going to have later in the Masechta on Chavavam and Aleph. But you have four brothers. You have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven's married to Rachel, and Shimon's married to Leah. And Reuven and Shimon both die without having any children. So now Rachel and Leah together, the two sisters, they fall to Yibam, to Levi and Yehuda. Now Rachel and Leah are sisters, but they're not sisters who are married to the same man. Rachel was married to Reuven, Leah was married to Shimon. So they both fall to Yibam, but being that each one is Achai Ziku Kasai, so Levi and Yehuda are not allowed to be Miyabim, either one of them. If they do, let's say Levi is Miyabim Rachel, let's say one of them is Miyabim one of them, so then they have a Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says they're allowed to stay married, and Beis Hillel says that they're not allowed to stay married, and so that's another Machlekes with regards to that it has an effect with Yichas. Beget Yashan, another Machlekes they have is with regards to an old get. So this is a Sugi and Gittin on Ayin Tesima Beis. Over there, the Gemara describes a case where a couple, a married couple, after the get was written, Yaakov was going to divorce Rachel, and after the get was already written up, so they had yichud together. And so once they have yichud together, so Beis Hillel holds that the get is possible. Beis Shammai holds that the get is still kasher. So Beis Shammai will hold that she's not an Eishas Ish anymore. According to Beis Hillel, she's still an Eishas Ish. So that's also a big nafkamina with regards to yichas. U'besafik Eishas Ish. They also have a machlekes about safik Eishas Ish. Rashi brings the case, it's a different sheet, that's exactly what the case is. One of the pshatim is that you have a shchiv meira who divorces his wife. He says, if I die from now, when I die, you're divorced. So that whole time, she's a safek eshes ish. So that's also subject to a machlekes beishamei beishalal. Uve megarish es ishtoi velana imoi bepundak. Another case that you have is if a person divorces his wife. This is also a sugya in Gittin, a pealef amin aleph. And over here, also similar to the case of get yashan, except this case, Yaakov actually gave the get to his wife. He divorced Rachel, but then afterwards they had yichud together, they were in an inn together. The assumption is that they were in the inn, so they had bia, and it was a shame ishus, and therefore Beis Hillel says that she needs another get. Beis Shammai says she doesn't need another get. We're not chayshu for such a thing. Beis Hillel holds she does need another get. Now she is considered an ishus, she's married, and so that also has nafkaminas with regards to yichus. Even though we have all these machleiksim, and we have more, we have bekasif, b'shav bekasif, b'pruta, b'shav b'pruta. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue the first mission in Kiddushin, how much money is needed to marry a woman with kasif. When you do Kiddushay Kasif, how much money do you have to give her? So that's also machlaikas as nafkaminas with regards to ishus and mamzerim and all those types of things. So even though they have all these machlaiksim, says the Braisa that they still didn't hold back from marrying into each other's yeshivas. L'lamdecha, which is coming to show you that shechiva v'reyus noyhagim zebezeh, that even though they had machleksim and in the Beis Medrash, maybe things got a little bit feisty, but l'maisa, they were the bestest of friends, shechiva v'reyus, love, they had love and reyus and friendly and friendship, were noyhagim zebezeh, they were noyig with each other. L'kayim ha-shenemar, which is a key of the pasuk, that ha-emes v'ha-shalom ha-havoy, that emes and shalom brings love. And Reb Shimon says that no, that nimno heimin ha-vaday, v'loy nimno mi-ha-safek. Reb Shimon says no, it's not true. Being that they have all these machleksim, so therefore nimno heimin ha-vaday, they did hold back from marrying into each other's yeshivas. Now we'll have to see later in the Gemara what this means. They were only nimna from a case of vaday, but not from a case of safek. The Gemara will explain soon what that means. But the Iker, Lenyanenu, for now, is just that you see, according to Reb Shimon, they taka did hold back from marrying into each other's families. So now like this, says the Gemara, and the focus is going to be on Reb Shimon Shita. That according to Reb Shimon, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were makbid not to marry into each other's families. So now like this, I am Reb Shlomo Asu, if you say that Beis Shammai was Asu Kedivrayim, so then it makes a lot of sense. We understand Reb Shimon. Mishum Hachi Nimno, that's why they held back from marrying into each other's families. Eli Amir Lai Asu, but if you're going to tell me that it was Lai Asu, that they did not marry, that they did not, Beis Shammai didn't actually practice what they preached, they weren't actually Noyeg in the different things that they held different than Beis Hillel. So am I them? No. So why were they not marrying into each other's families? So says the Gemara. So this is a raya alumai. You see, it must be asu kedivrayam. So this is the Gemara's raya. It must be Beis Shammai was noyig. They practiced what they preached. To which the Gemara says back, what are you talking about? Vatisfra, could that be? Nihi nami dasu, even if you're gonna tell me that Beis Shammai was asu kedivrayam, you're still gonna have an issue. Bishlama Beis Hillel nimna omi bi Beis Shammai. I understand why Beis Hillel didn't want to marry women from Beis Shammai. They didn't want to marry into Beis Shammai's families because they were chayshish of this case of Tzaras Erva. Because the chayvik krisus ninu, and the child born from a Tzaras Erva, lefi Beis Hillel is a child born from a chi of kares. So there's an iser to marry into Beis Shammai. That's why they didn't marry in. So it makes sense. Mamzerim him le Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel Shita, the child's a mamzer. Ela Beis Shammai, I mind him no, him Beis Hillel. But why would Beis Shammai hold back from marrying into Beis Hillel? Now the truth is, Tosfos points out that there's many good reasons why Beis Shammai might have held back from marrying into Beis Hillel. Because you have all these different machleksim that the Braisa brought, that if Beis Shammai held it even in practice, you're not supposed to go like Beis Hillel, so there could be children in Beis Hillel than our Mamzerim. But Tosfos points out that it seems like from Reb Shimon, it's unclear where you see it from in Reb Shimon, but it seems like from Reb Shimon that the main reason why they didn't marry into each other was not because of the other Machleksim, it was because of this case of Tzaras Erva. So, being that if the reason why they didn't marry into each other was because of Tzaras Erva, so I understand that Beis Hillel didn't want to marry into Beis Shammai because of Tzaras Erva. Because the child born from that relationship is a Mamzer, like we had before. But Ela Beis Shammai, I mind him, no, Beis Hillel. But why did Beis Shammai hold back from marrying into Beis Hillel? What's the issue if they allow Shprinza to marry Baruch without Chalitza? It's not the biggest of deals. B'nei Chayv Elavin Ninu, K'sherim Ninu. It's not like it's Osir to marry the child. It might not be ideal, perhaps. But Lamaisa, there's no Isser. It's B'nei Chayv Elavin Ninu. The child is a... is only a chi of law, is a child of a relationship that's a chi of law. The child's not a mamzer. There's no isser to marry such a child. So why did they hold back from marrying into Beis Hillel? So says the Gemara, Kedamar of Nachum and Bar Yitzchak. I'll tell you, so meaning, what the Gemara is saying is like this. At first we wanted to bring a raya from this braisa, that it must be, that it was also Kedivrayim. And that's why Beis Hillel didn't want to marry into Beis Shammai. But ask the Gemara, even if it's Asu, you're still not explaining why didn't Beis Shammai marry into Beis Hillel. So Elamai, what are you going to have to say? Says the Gemara, Kedamar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Loi Nitzrucha Elo Letzara Atzma, Hachanami Loi Nitzrucha Elo Letzara Atzma. The reason why Beis Shammai might have held back from marrying into Beis Hillel is because of something that Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak said to answer a different question. We'll get to that at a different time. But for now, we're going to use the same teretz, that the reason why Beis Shammai was chayshish for marrying into Beis Hillel's mishpachos was not because of the child. In a chanami, the child's only going to be the child of a chi of lav, the child's on a mamzer. But Beis Shammai was concerned if a man from Beis Shammai got set up with a lady from Beis Hillel, maybe she is a yevamu l'shuk. And maybe she herself is a leisase to marry her. According to Beis Hillel, they're advertising that she's a panuya. They're advertising that she's single and she's free to go. But really, according to Beis Shammai, she needs chalitza first. So that's why Beis Shammai would have held back from marrying women from Beis Hillel, not because of the child born from the Tzaras Erva relationship, but maybe this lady herself is a Tzaras Erva and she really requires chalitza. That's why they wouldn't marry people from Beis Hillel. Now ask the Gemara, going back to what we said before, that we said that according to Reb Shimon, according to the Shita of Reb Shimon, so nimno heimin avadai v'lo nimno min asafik, that they held back from marrying into each other, but only from a case of vadai, and not from a case of safik. Ask the Gemara, umayshna min avadai, why did they hold back from marrying into each other's families when there was a vadai di isurahu? Because when there's a vadai, so it's an isur. So avado, Beisel wouldn't marry someone who they held was a mamzer in Beis Shammai's yeshiva, because it's a vadai isur, of course. A suffik nami isurahu. Well, ask the Gemara, even if there was only a suffik ish or a suffik issue in Beis Shammai's mishpachas, or vice versa, so that's also what seems to be a good enough of a reason not to marry into each other, because suffik direct. So why is it that they only held back from a vada and not from a suffik? Also from a suffik they should have held back. Al suffik daraisa luchumra. So says the Gemara, leitema min asafik. Again, suffik nami isurahu. Says the Gemara, leitema min asafik eleima min astam. In a chanami, a vada, if there was a suffik iser, so then they would hold back from marrying into each other because the suffik is a suffik daraisa luchumra. When Reb Shimon said that they didn't hold back from a case of suffik, he didn't mean a case of suffik when there was a reason to be chayshish. He meant a case of stam. If there was no reason to be chayshish, there was no reason to assume that there was any sort of issues. So then they would marry into each other's families, demaydilu uparshi, because then they would rely on the fact that the other one would inform them that there was an issue. So if Beis Hillel was set up with someone from Beis Shammai, they called up Beis Shammai, asked him, what's the deal with this person? And there was no mentioning of there being any sort of issue, so then they would potentially marry the person, because they assumed, demaydilu uparshi, that if there was an issue, so then the other one would have informed them about the issue. Umay kamash mulan, well then what's the chiddush of Reb Shimon that they didn't hold back from this case of stam? The ava v'reis nehagim zebezeh. You mean to tell me that the chiddush is that they would inform each other? That's the chiddush. Hainu reisha. I already saw that in the reisha. The reisha already said that they would inform each other, and that ava v'achva that they had chiba v'reis nehagim zebezeh. So why is Reb Shimon repeating that? So says the Gemara, hakamash malon dekulo Reb Shimoni. The Gemara is coming to say that the whole brice is really Reb Shimon. Even when the reisha said that they would marry into each other's families and they had tremendous love for each other, and maidilu parshi, they would inform each other if there was any sort of issue. That was Reb Shimon talking. That was Reb Shimon talking, because, and that was talking about the case of stam. When Reb Shimon said that there was an issue and they wouldn't marry into each other, that was talking about a case of vaday or a case of safik. But ein hachanami, by cases of stam, they relied on the fact that each one would inform the other if there really was any sort of issue.